Sarah, how did you get involved with this? At what point did you realize, you know what, this is something that's going to need the full investigation of a documentary?
That's a great question. Yeah, I was actually doing research for a book about drinking water in America, and the people who are dealing with water that they cannot drink and what obstacles they face. But when I visited Oscoda as part of that research, I realized a couple of things. One, that it was a very complex story with a lot of the potential to affect a lot of people outside of Oscoda, outside of the state of Michigan, and that, it deserved more than a chapter or a mention in a book. That was number one. And the second thing was that it's an incredibly visual story. And seeing the foam on Van Etten Lake is one of the most impactful parts of that. And I didn't want to lose that. I wanted people to be able to feel the same way I did when I visited.
And maybe you want to talk about the scope of this story. Are you kind of both looking at the history of pollution on the base and then how Department of Defense has responded to calls for cleanup? Are you trying to give a full overview with this documentary?
Yeah, it's really a two-part story, the way that I see it. It is about the historical contamination and bases like Wirt Smith all across the country where there were decades where this stuff was being pushed into the ground and it wasn't dealt with properly. And the people who worked there, the veterans who worked on those bases, the civilians who were living near or working on the bases, and the impact that it's had on them in their lives today. The fact that the government hasn't reached out to try to help them or even let them know the risk that they took. So that's part one. But then there's the current day. There's right now. That's in the past. And, you know, there's one thing to be said about whether or not they're dealing with the past correctly. But as we sit here and talk about it, this contamination continues and this chemical continues to leach into the environment. And there's nothing being done to stop that. So there really is two parts to this, the historical aspect, which you mentioned, and then there is the present day and the lack of political will to deal with it right now.
And maybe you can also talk about just how this is an issue that impacts more than just Oscoda. This is something that may have implications for the rest of the country.
Yeah, you know, by the military's own admission, there are more than 400 sites across the country where this is a problem. And beyond that, the fact that the United States government, that the EPA, does not regulate this chemical, that affects more than just those 400 towns. It affects every town where anyone, whether it be a military base or a factory or some sort of private industry, every place where PFAS contamination is a problem and it's affecting people's drinking water, their surface water, their air quality, all of that goes back to the fact that the government doesn't want to regulate, doesn't move to regulate this chemical. And the question that we're asking is part of that because they are one of the biggest polluters of this chemical?
Sarah, I'm wondering if there's anything that's surprised you or stands out to you as you've been kind of doing the work of researching for this documentary?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think the reaction from government officials has been surprisingly flippant in a lot of cases. You know, it's pretty clear. The science is pretty clear. That's not really much of a debate. And yet there's a lot of delay tactics that are just pretty obvious. You know, we're going to keep studying this. We're going to keep looking into it. I mean, there's a lot of information that pretty much exactly shows what the problem is. And that kind of response that it's going to take several more years before we react to it or you know, we got test results, we're going to wait a couple of months before we release it to the public. There's just this lack of urgency on the part of the people who are supposed to be protecting citizens. And that was surprising to me.
Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, of course.